Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice horror at the store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla. Welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and I just want to start out by saying we have some exciting changes happening, but can't quite announce them yet. So make sure you follow our Instagram at Horror at the Store and stay tuned. Stay with us.
Why can't you tell me now?
I can't.
Okay.
It's a secret.
You know what? I might let it out a little later.
No. Don, if you...
I've heard him say that before, and I just met him.
Yeah, yeah. Off camera, we have Don Barris.
Thank you.
But on camera, we have comedian and overall, you know, entertainer. I'll just say entertainer.
I'll take that.
You know, SAG.
What is safe anymore?
What is safe?
I don't want to scab anything.
I don't want to be a scab. It's okay.
Can I even be an actor anymore?
Shane Hartline here.
Thank you.
There you are. Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being on.
I'm excited to hear about the news.
Yeah. I can't say.
She literally won't even tell me off camera.
I can't.
I just want to look at every camera.
I've done podcasts before. What am I doing? I forgot to look at the cameras when I was talking. I don't know who I think I was looking at Don.
That's okay. We're connected.
Yeah. I was looking at Don. I got awesome blue eyes.
He's a lot to look at. A lot of you. A lot of good to look at.
Hear that, John?
John's
rolling his eyes. You can't see it, but
constantly flirting with me, and it gets old.
Flirting with you.
It's okay. Don is in love with John. Everybody knows this. It's okay.
And that's okay.
It's okay to be gay. It's okay.
It's 2023.
All right, hold everything. Just a second. I am not going to sit on this set and be called gay. There's nothing wrong with anybody. I have many gay people, and as a matter
of
fact,
you have many of them.
You have them?
Hey,
you have
them? Give me the business. I've accidentally had my cock sucked a few times.
Well,
no. That doesn't really make you gay.
That's not quite what I said.
This might be sort of a segue into our movie. I don't know, not really. But how does that accidentally happen?
I was telling the dude,
hey, dude, I'm not gay, get off. He goes, this doesn't make you gay. And then I just let it happen.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Hey, man.
All right, I lied. I was trying to be funny, but in this day and age, it's not cool to be funny. And by the way, the reason that they're doing the whole thing going on, I'll tell in a minute. Back to you.
Back to me. Back to the movie. Mm. We watched Creep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the first time, I mean, it came out in 2014, but this is... First time I've seen it in a really long time. It's like the title says, it's a creepy movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really unsettling. And you know what I found out today? I was reading fun facts about it.
Ooh,
real fun facts. It was originally supposed to, I think, be a comedy.
Yes, I read that too. So they were like, it's also like, are we getting a call?
You owe us a drink.
Are we getting a call? But it was originally supposed to be a comedy, and then they 99% of it is improvised.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go into car, go into do this or whatever, and then the two actors just improvise the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being so creepy that they're like, well, it's going to be a horror film now.
It's so funny when you see something like this. It's, you know, as like I've made sketches and short films. I even made a feature with the like the same kind of mindset going into it. After seeing things like this, it's really inspiring. It's like, oh, if that's all improvised, we can do. Yeah. I got a camera, I can do this, but it's still got to be thought out. Mm-hmm. It's still going to be good. Like I made a feature with that in mind. It's like, you know, we'll just improvise it. We'll have like a loose outline, and it still can end up a little messy. But mm-hmm. it was very to me. Rewatching it was seamless, like,
oh, yeah.
and there were moments like I forgot that it was mostly improvised, and there were so many moments I was like, man, this is so well written.
Yeah,
it's so like there's so many clever little, like, remember the Joker, he's like, oh, I brought in my ex out here. Did you bring your ex? Remember that? On the hike? That was very clever. Very clever.
Just like all those. I also forgot that it was improvised. Mm-hmm. And was like, oh yeah, because I hadn't seen it since it's been a minute since mm-hmm. I've seen it. But I remember seeing it for the first time and being like, oh shit, this is terrifying. But mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this acting is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that this is all off the top of their heads, really, like that's impeccable. But also to go there with the improvisation
uh-huh.
and like how fucked up they are in their, like, especially Joseph.
Joseph, mm-hmm.
You know, with his...
Yeah, and the thing about, I mean, even towards, like, we're jumping a bit. I don't know how deep you dissect, films here, but, like,
go ahead.
You know, jumping around a bit, like, you're so conflicted watching Joseph the whole time, mm-hmm. like, because, well, one, Mark Duplass, he, like, plays the character so well, yeah. but you're so conflicted the whole time, like, is this guy a bad guy? Wait, maybe he is telling the truth, like... It's just a testament to his performance, because like even like 60-70% through the film, I'm still like maybe he isn't as bad as like he's coming across. I don't know.
I think that's you being a man, because as a woman, I was like instantly
from
no.
the beginning. Sure,
the beginning, I was
probably
like, as soon as he got in the bathtub, I was like, okay,
that's yeah.
Actually, it would be honestly, it wouldn't even be that. It would be so. For those of you who don't know, the movie is this guy. Joseph puts out a ad in like what Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah, looking for like a documentary filmmaker
for like 8 hours. Mm-hmm. Pay him $1,000, just come and film.
I would do it, especially
right now. Exactly, because you're a dumb man.
No, I mean I'm a money needing man.
That's
right.
That's okay,
now.
But also,
uh huh.
I don't. You're not a dumb man. You're smart.
Thank you.
You're smart.
Thank you.
You're smart. You're beautiful.
You.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
But. What's Don, do you have
you
a comment?
Just let your hand open. Do it again.
Just when you touched hands, that was really cool.
Just make that noise you just made again.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can provide sound effects as needed.
Clip it. I'll clip that. I instantly wouldn't even go. I think I've
then had, that's why you're smart. Yeah, that's why you're a smart female, and I'm a dumb man.
Hey.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. I had I once applied to a PA gig, and they're like, oh, like it'll, you know, it'll be in the woods or whatever. The woods 6 hours away. You're not near any phone lines. But it was like $2,000 for like 2 days. And I was like, hey, I don't want to die.
Mm-hmm. No.
So I was like, I'd rather not have money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was
my life.
Probably a good call. Yeah. That was probably a good call. I was trying to think, like, when you were saying this, is there any, like, any risky or dumb jobs that I have taken as a dumb man?
Yeah.
And I'll try to think of one, but continue.
That's okay. Yeah, no. So you're saying that you would 100%.
I would have taken it. I would have probably taken it right now. Like, you know, strikes hitting. Hitting real hard.
Yeah.
No, but you were mentioning the bathtub scene, and that is like the first part of the movie where, you know, I mean, obviously, like, he jump scares him when he's sitting in the car and like contemplating going back upstairs. But the bathtub scene is the first part of the movie that is, okay, this is weird. But what they do, and at least to me, it's very clever. It's like they always did these things in throughout the whole movie where it's like, all right, anybody would have left at this point.
Yeah.
And then Mark Duplass, Joseph, he always brings him back. He always like has like a way to keep him. Like he always has an incredibly intelligent way to keep him like here. And it was with the bathtub, anybody would have left in that moment likely, but it was the reveal of, he said, wasn't that when he revealed to him he had cancer?
No, that was before.
That was before.
We should probably just like, first of all, he gave him a hug. He's like, We might as well. Duh. Which is great, because did you know you're supposed to get 8 hugs a day?
You're supposed to get 8 a day?
8 a day in order to be mentally stable. Who's getting 8 hugs a day?
Well,
nobody.
My, that's what...
Don, are you getting 8 hugs a day?
Yes.
Oh my God. Don is the most mentally
stable
person.
In this room,
In the world, I think. I don't think anyone...
No, I think I'm getting 8 a day right now, but I definitely didn't when I was a kid. Touch Thanks, Dad. Again. I'm just kidding. My dad was fine. Yeah, but the hug, I take it back. Like, the bathtub isn't the first weird thing. The hug. The hug within seconds. Hug.
Yeah, which, I mean, some people hug. Some people hug.
That's true. Are you a hugger? Like,
It depends on the person. I usually will vibe it out right away.
And yeah. Like, we hugged meeting for the first time, like, in person.
Correct.
Upstairs. And I think it's an energy
yeah, thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Otherwise, I'd be like, hello, let me shake your
hand. And so. Dom gives kisses immediately, and it's not working for him. He's not even listening.
He's not even listening.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. He's up. He's Don. We're trying to include you.
I'm just looking at the big business news in my world.
Oh, I like that. He's got it. Blood Diner is getting banked right now.
I don't think it's Blood Diner, but it is a movie. I'll show somebody. Yes or no? Is that an invitation to a movie?
Blood Diner 2?
No. Oh my God! Blood Diner 2. Okay.
All right, it's out.
Starring now. Don Barris.
Now it's been announced. You guys were hiding in the beginning, but now it's been announced.
Yeah, the podcast is now called Blood Diner 2.
Blood Diner 2. Is that your announcement? Was that the announcement?
Oh, please, I can't talk about it. It's just something that I was looking at, and I'm sorry that it wasn't.
That's all good. It's all good.
You're all good. Where were we? Where were we talking?
We were talking about, yeah.
Yeah, but after he hugs him, that's when he's like, so, I had cancer. I had lung cancer. I defeated it. Chemo, bye. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, but now I got a big brain tumor.
Big baseball size.
Big baseball size. And my wife, and then she's pregnant now. So, hi, buddy. That's what we're calling it. Hi,
and
baby.
And tugs
buddy.
On the heartstrings.
You know, he's like, hey, we're having a kid. I'm making this video for my kid because I'm going to die soon. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to beat it. But, you know, just in case I don't, here's this video. If you were to start that video getting naked and going into the bathtub, I was like, okay, is this him trying... And I was like, I know he's like trying to like pretend like he's like washing the kid. I at what point would you leave? Like, at what point, like, seriously, obviously, you know, the hug thing is weird. The bathtub.
That
like,
wouldn't have been where I would have left. I think it would have been the bathtub.
Okay, the bathtub.
I think I would have left at the bathtub, yeah. Like, truthfully. I would have just been firm, like, I'm not comfortable doing this. I also thought, like, why didn't he just like, hey, I'll set the camera up and I'll wait in the living room.
Yeah.
You know, and if that's not cool, then I'm not going to stay here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have probably been the point. I mean, you're smart. You wouldn't have been there in the first place, but that would have been the point where I left. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Anyway, continue. I'll remember.
No, you're good. Yeah, yeah.
I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. I do all the time. Some people will tell me things on this to introduce them, and I'll be like, look, I forgot your name.
Mm-hmm,
forgot everything about
them. Oh, and then, yeah, I kind of remember. So that creepy, like him enacting his stuff with his kid in the bathtub.
Yes.
While it was cute, it did get like kind of creepy really quickly.
Yeah.
Also, like, I mean, this is a video that is intended to be for your child for the rest of their life to revisit. Like, at a certain point, you don't want to see your father naked in a bathtub.
I don't think any point you want to see your naked father in a bathtub.
Yeah,
but
that's
just me. I don't know about.
I mean, there was probably a time where I would have been cool with it. It would have been comforting.
Okay.
All right, listen, I can't stick around through this.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
No, don't go.
No, you know what? I'll tell you this because no one has seen me yet.
Okay. Oh, God, Don, careful.
Breaking the set.
Careful. Careful. Hold
come
on.
Come in.
Hold on to the wall. This is Jesus Christ. You got to go to this camera. I think you got to go to the main camera. Here you go. Okay. I don't even know if you're in focus, but there you are. This is the screen grab.
All right, I'm on.
All right, man.
Bye, Don. Please.
Thank you.
Please be careful.
I appreciate. I'm going to be extremely careful as I watch here. My ankle really hurts, so I'm being extremely careful. Well, listen, it was very nice for you to let me sit in the room.
Oh, of course. Oh, no, you were great, Don.
Thank you for being here.
So you don't walk away thinking, I could care less about John. I'm counting the days till he's gone. So don't tell people that I have a thing.
I just want to make it known that Don has worn that shirt before.
No,
Guinness World Records.
Well, okay, couple things going on here.
He sits back down.
I have worn this shirt before, but this is not my shirt of the day.
I mean, are you wearing it today?
No, I will wear it.
I see you wearing it.
You know what? Here's the deal. I am trying to set the record for the most T-shirts worn on consecutive days. Today's, I will be at 921. Now I'm going to set the world record.
Mm-hmm. You have nine in your possession? Or
I've worn 921. Today will be my 921st different shirt I've worn the past 921 days. Mm-hmm. This is not the shirt that I'll be wearing. I wore this because I was coming over. There's a friend of mine who lost something at the Ding Dong Show last night, so I came over to see if there was there's no management here. And then I smelt the weed coming from down here, and I thought, oh, who's smoking weed?
That's what we're doing down here. Yeah, that's all we do down here.
All right, so I'm sorry I interrupted you.
You're good.
I want to
You're golden, Don. You're the best.
Oh, thanks for sitting in for a second.
Oh, salty bitch.
Can I just ask you one quick question?
I'll allow it.
There was some people that came here one night to see how haunted there was some Twitch people, or what was it?
Yeah, close.
Okay, what was it exactly?
You're the only person still on Twitch, continue.
TikTok, but you know, that's close.
Okay, so they were TikTok people, and they're mm-hmm. big shots in that world.
Correct.
And they're coming over here to see the haunted comedy store.
Yes.
And I got a chance to tell my ghost story.
It was super scary.
Right, and then I threw a chair. Did you guys see that?
You did throw a chair. Which I wish was real, but I was like, that has to be done.
But nobody really ever caught what I was doing. I did a story about, I counted all these napkins, two of them were missing, where did they go? And when they came back looking for me, when I threw the chair, I was underneath another chair saying, where did those two napkins go? Where did those two? All right, listen, I'm going to get out of here. It was real fun, and thanks for nothing, John. Thanks for mine. And I will set the world record.
Hell yeah.
I believe you.
I'm at 921, will be today. All I have to do is reach 4,260. I'll see you later.
Hell yeah.
What are you doing with your life?
I'm not doing anything like that.
Nothing like that.
It's all downhill from here.
Well, I mean, should we? I mean, nothing in this episode is going to top.
I think we should just end it.
We should just end it. No, let's get back to the bathtub talk.
So,
like, the next big part of the movie was the hike.
Yeah, the hike, which, again, you're going into the woods, and he's really... No, let's go back, because he says, oh, it's cold outside, you need a coat, and he opens the curtain to see Peach Fuzz.
Oh, yeah, that was the real big jump scare the first time I saw it.
I knew it was coming, because I like, remembered it, I just didn't know where it was, but Peach Fuzz is this
wolf mask. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, this silly old thing, oh. Let me show you. It's my dad had a little Peach Fuzz song. And he's like, Peach Fuzz. And I just like a little dance.
Yeah.
And I would literally, if seeing that, I started laughing. And I'm like, oh, this guy's just silly. He's just a silly little goofy guy. Silly little goofy mm-hmm. guy.
So that would have been a moment that kept you if you decided to
he's
come.
He's an entertainer, you know?
Got to give it to him.
He's got rhythm,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Great, I love it. And then he pulls out matching hats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What more could you want?
Yeah.
You got singing and dancing and matching hats. Say less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mask was pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Mask was pretty creepy. The hike was even creepier.
Yeah.
yeah, like, yeah, it's just like a movie filled with so many moments where you would leave and then he keeps you. You mm-hmm. leave and then he keeps mm-hmm. you. Trying to recall the hike.
Yeah, the hike kind of like all blended together, but they like...
Oh, they went to... They found the heart.
The heart. They mm-hmm. found the heart in a rock, and they're like, look, there's a heart in the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought? And then you said earlier the axe thing he brought mm-hmm. up during the hike, which coincidentally, that is how...
He met his fate.
What is his name? Aaron? No, was that the
other guy? I looked it up a minute ago on my phone.
I'm really bad at names.
It's all good. Me too.
I'm bad at names. I'm going to look it up because
I can watch a movie like and know the movie, but the character names.
It takes me.
I mean, it's like in real life. Like,
this is my podcast.
Me and Kristen here, we're like.
Exactly.
You know, it takes me 27 times.
Aaron, I was right. Okay, it's Aaron. Okay.
Okay.
I also watched another movie and I think there's another character named Aaron. I was like, am I crazy? Aaron? Yeah. But yeah. No, Aaron. That's how he meets his demise by Peach Fuzz and
mm-hmm.
Max.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
In the open.
In the open. Which, because, so eventually, you know, they, like, it keeps escalating, escalating.
Which there's, like, some things I have questions about I want your take on.
Go.
Like, let's speckle some things in between here. Like, when the whole incident, when after many times of him about to leave, but he almost left and, no, come back up for a drink. Yeah. By the way, that shot looking up the stairs where he's, like, got the lights behind him, mm-hmm. one of the creepier shots of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But he goes upstairs. It's Mark Duplass's character, Joseph, doesn't look like he doesn't drink what he's been drinking. And then in the next round of drinks, Aaron's character slipped something in Joseph's drink.
Correct, yes.
So did he have roofies on him? What did he slip in his drink, or did I miss that?
In the videos at the end, it says, oh, you slipped Benadryl. And he thought I
would notice. Like, I missed the videos at the end.
Yeah. So they had the videos in the end, which kind of like helped tie in a little.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it helped tie it in a little bit more. Again, that's like, I also like went back and watched it like a couple more times to like little parts.
Put in the pieces.
Missed, you know?
Yeah, the creepy shot of Creep, in my opinion, was when he goes on the balcony, he's like looking for him after like he went on and had the phone call with his sister.
Yeah, who's like, oh, this is your wife. Like, you know, hey. Like,
she's like, you need to get out of there. You need to get
like,
out of there.
She's like, oh, but you're his wife. No, no, no. I'm his sister. He's not well.
He's unstable.
And then that's when he's like, well, shit. Okay, so I'm not crazy. This is actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he doesn't have cancer. I'm like, but I think he asked, but does he have cancer?
I know.
I'm like, at that point, it doesn't matter.
But it's okay because he has cancer, God, right?
Okay. You could do anything because you have cancer.
Yeah, you can do anything if you have cancer.
No, you can't. I don't care. At that point, you've been creepy to me.
Question, what is the most, this might be something.
That's okay. Go ahead.
What is the most you can get away with if you have cancer, in your opinion?
Murder.
You think you could get... Could
maybe.
You,
I don't know. I feel like you could get...
A cop would be like, oh, you have cancer?
Maybe. Probably in some...
I think that's a bit extreme, state? But yeah. I do think...
Manslaughter. Vehicular manslaughter.
Oh, with a car.
Maybe.
The cancer drove me to do it.
I don't... Yeah.
I'm thinking...
I got a big brain tumor.
Physical assault. Punch.
Okay.
A punch.
Yeah,
but
okay.
You're literally going to murder.
I don't know.
God, I hope you never get cancer for many reasons.
I well, no, thank you. you too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Dumb? Dumb?
Okay. Sad.
But yeah. Oh, so what I was getting to is... The scariest shot to me is, so it's after the phone call, he goes on the balcony looking for him, he pops back in, and he gets that he just, you can see now a switch has flipped.
Yeah.
He darts downstairs,
mm-hmm.
and that like buildup of going down the stairs and then seeing him standing in front of the front door with the mask on is such a creepy shot of Creep to me.
Yeah, yeah. I, a little bit before that, when he's trying... before the phone call, he's trying to grab his keys because Joseph took the keys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, keep an eye on keep your keys on you at all times.
Uh-huh.
Don't keep them
in
the purse.
Yeah, when did he lose his keys?
They were in his jacket pocket. And, of course, Joseph knew that and took it out of his pocket. And now he has the
keys. Joseph's a clever boy.
He's crafty.
He's a clever boy.
He's crafty. But, just the buildup of... I need to get the keys. I need to be quiet. He's napping right now. And that alone, that tension.
That's always...
I was like, ooh. And then the phone rings. You're like, God damn it. I'm like, turn off the phone. Why is your ringer on? Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just... And then it keeps ringing. I'm like, answer it.
Answer it
and then run. And then, like, go in the other room. And
they need to call that moment in a movie something similar to, like, a meet cute.
Yeah.
Like, that is in so many movies, that moment of, like, trying to get something off someone as they're sleeping. And,
you're like, shh.
Yeah, the phone call's like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you could just call that moment stressful.
Stressful stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Don't make sure your phone is not on vibrate.
And then after the mask thing at the front door, what happened after that?
That's a great
question. Oh, he tried to run out and he fought him.
Yeah.
And then it's a jump cut, isn't it?
Basically? I think it's a jump cut to Aaron's now at his
apartment. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
he got away.
He's at his apartment and he's looking over the footage again. And
he's like, yeah, this is where shit got weird, da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, okay, you know, I'm gonna try to edit, watch things, you know, just keep an eye on things. But he gets a package.
Mm-hmm.
And the package is a DVD. And it's like, hey, it's me, Joseph.
Joseph put a lot of work into.
He loves Aaron.
He loves him.
He loves him. And he does, because he gets him a little locket that says Aaron and Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Little photos of each other.
I never got anybody give me a locket.
That's pretty sweet, honestly.
It's very sweet. It's where he would have brought me back in.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, you're like, you know what? This guy's not that bad. And then, but then, of course, he throws it away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's like three more packages we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets one final one, but not before he sets up a camera as he's sleeping. And then you see Joseph
is
just
filming it.
Or I think he's filming it, yeah. And he just cuts off a piece of his hair as he's sleeping. And that like brings me to this. How heavy of a sleeper are you? Because I always say, like, if I hear my door open, I'm awake instantly, but I'm sound asleep. But at the same time,
I think I'm pretty aware. I think I would, somebody like came in my bedroom or something.
You say,
if someone came in my bedroom, I would definitely hear it. Have you ever, this might be a little bit personal, have you ever had a home intruder or anybody like in your house like that?
No.
No?
No, I'm very thankful. I have not.
Man, I haven't either. I remember when I was...
Man, I haven't either. I wish. Here's my address.
Man, me neither. Come
on. We need more home intruders.
What are we doing? Step it up.
I've thought I've had a couple, but you know.
Really? What do you mean?
Like the door's been left open or something, or, you know.
So do you think there's been people that have, like, snuck into your house?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was especially, like, at my parents' house. Sometimes my mom would just forget to...
You know what kind of world we're living in right now?
A silly one.
I let people break into my house.
Oh my God.
I have the WAG app.
Oh, yes.
And they walk my dog. I have strangers coming into my house all the time, and I'm trusting them based on a rating. And they just come in my house and, like, could be doing whatever.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I know, but.
You need someone to walk your dog.
I need somebody to walk my dog, and I'm just, but I am trusting.
Yeah.
A rating on complete strangers. I have so many thoughts of the things they could do.
Oh yeah.
And I don't even want to say them publicly.
Because you don't know if the people are watching.
I don't know if that person's watching.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it.
Don't fucking eat. But I used to walk for WAG. And I think I only did it twice because I was so uncomfortable going into people's houses. I was like, this is a weird concept. I get it. It's helpful.
I have strangers cleaning my dog's pee.
Yeah. I just feel weird walking into someone's house that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I just am like, do they have cameras? I'm like, oh, I can't find a poop bag. I didn't bring it. Yeah. I was supposed to. So I'm like looking around for bags. And they're going to be like, oh, she looked for bags. She's trying to steal. I'm like, no, I just want a plastic bag because I didn't know I was supposed to bring my own.
Mm-hmm,
you know, just stuff like that. And like, I don't know. It was very stressful.
Yeah. I mean, that is a very unsettling part of the movie is when he's filming him as he's sleeping. Because it's like, it's one of our worst fears.
Yeah. Just
somebody being in the room with you.
Yeah. I had, over the weekend, I stayed at a hotel with one of my friends.
Uh-huh.
And I found out she sleepwalks. Had no idea. I've known her since high school.
Ugh.
We had so many sleepovers. No idea. She just started sleepwalking.
Uh-huh.
She sleptwalked that night, and she walked around to the side of my bed and then tried to open the door, and that's what woke me up. But the fact is, I didn't feel her get, because we were like sharing about it. I'm like, I didn't feel her get up.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel any of that. And I was like, at that moment, I was like, okay, so someone could
do something.
And I would not. I wouldn't.
Have
know.
You ever sleptwalked?
No, thankfully, I'm a sound sleeper.
I've done it a couple of times, and one time was so dangerous.
Oh, God.
So we were at and I'll make this as brief as possible.
Good, yeah.
We were at a beach resort and I was like 13 or 14and I was with my whole family. And apparently during the middle of the night, and what's crazy is I vaguely remember it, but almost in that kind of like dreamlike memory, we were on the sixth story and I walked out of the resort, the room of the hotel or whatever. I went down the elevator, walked up and down the beach. I walked up to the street, walked up and down the street, walked back up to the hotel room and knocked on. I just needed to get my steps in.
Yeah.
And I was a tubster, so I definitely needed to. So I went and knocked on the door, and my dad let me in, and I was still sleepwalking. And he's like, Shane, what the hell are you doing? And I remembered the whole walk, and in my and I guess that I had told him I was looking for you guys, because I guess in my dream I was like, where are you guys? I was looking for my parents, but I sleptwalked that much. And I was like a child walking up and down a highway in the middle of the night, sleepwalking, cars passing me.
You could have been kidnapped.
I could have been kidnapped. I could have been killed. I could have been creeped.
Exactly.
Could have been creeped.
Wow. That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. Sleepwalking is creepy.
That's insane. That's wild.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't imagine. She couldn't open the door because it had the lock on it. And I also went, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I need to go to the bathroom. I'm like, it's over there.
Pulls the drawer open, sits in
I'm it. Like, that's the out. That's to the hallway. So, but if it wouldn't have been locked, it's like she would have been in the hallway and not be able to get back in. And I probably wouldn't have heard it. I probably would have been sound asleep.
God, that's
like,
terrifying.
Yeah. Not good. Yeah.
It's crazy the things we do and when our sleep.
Yeah. And then, you know, sometimes you get a little DVD in the window.
And then,
could be a treat for some people, you know?
Could be a treat. But it could says be a treat.
The last video, which is always haunting.
And you, again, it's like the recurring theme here. It's when you think, oh, maybe the guy keeps falling into his trap. Yeah. The guy is very gullible.
Yeah. Also, hey, how about you move?
Wait, just move?
Move. Why don't you move?
Hey, it's not that easy.
I think it is.
And if he's clearly living in Los Angeles, it's extra not easy.
I think you can. I think you can.
I mean, I would have definitely put some effort into that.
I think you could. Okay, now here's what I would do. If this was happening to me.
I need to hear this.
I would put my apartment on Facebook Marketplace and be like, hey, need someone, like, you know, I am subletting my apartment for, you know, the year.
Oh, this is really smart, actually.
Yeah, and then I would do that and have them just pay me under the lease, because I'll be like, oh, I'm going abroad, get a different apartment, live in that apartment.
But what if Joseph has Facebook?
I feel like
Joseph would have had Facebook.
Maybe, but
he's a pretty smart dude.
We wouldn't be friends.
But he would be that, like, weird, like, oh, should I accept this friend request? Like, we have a couple friends in common, but I don't remember this person.
He's friends with my mom.
Yeah, somebody's friends with my mom. I probably should accept him. I don't really remember him.
He has three friends, but...
But he's got such a familiar face.
Yeah, he looks so nice. He looks crafty.
See, I think Joseph would have Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was gonna... I liked where you were going with, like, having somebody come in and live in your apartment. And what it just needs to be, like, a big, jacked...
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. So when Joseph shows up, he gets his ass kicked.
Maybe like you can find someone like
with
really
someone with cancer so they can kill him and get away with it.
Yes. Or maybe he'll actually feel bad. He'll be like, wait, I've been using
this.
Oh
my God.
I've been using this shtick for years.
And now I feel guilty.
Now I feel guilty because you actually have cancer.
And he goes and he gets rid of all the tapes of all the people that he's killed already.
God, I'm just going
to. And then so there's a huge redemption arc.
Yeah. And then he just, you know, he. Gives himself up.
Duplass Brothers, police. If you need they're making a third one.
They are?
Yep.
Oh my God.
They're making a third one. So this is a great idea, I think, for the third one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to go back to jail. I feel bad.
I've done lots of
He bad actually
things.
Gets cancer. He In actually.
Jail?
Yes. He actually.
Jail gives him cancer?
Joseph. He's got jail cancer.
He's got jail cancer. It's a.
Joseph, he gets cancer. And then he's like, you know what? I should just give myself up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But he brings peach fuzz with him.
That's how he survives.
Yeah.
In prison.
With peach fuzz.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about that relationship. Peach fuzz is now its own being. And it just sings and dances.
Mm.
He's like, kill him, Joseph, kill him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's like, I have cancer.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, Joseph gets him.
Yeah. Because he's like, hey, meet me in this open field. Look how public it is.
So public.
Look, so public. And we'll meet at this bench right here. And we'll figure it out. We'll like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to explain. Basically, he's like, look, this is it. Let me explain myself.
Yeah.
And if you let me explain myself, we'll be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gives him one more chance.
One more chance. And okay, Aaron's such. Aaron's like, I'm going to go.
He's so gullible.
I'm even like, why did you go? Why didn't you go?
Well, he's
like,
dumb man. Even this dumb man wouldn't have gotten to this point.
Yeah, but just like, he's like, I have the police on speed dial. I'm like, how about you bring the police with you?
Yeah.
How about you bring a friend?
Yeah, because didn't he watch a guy burying bodies on a tape?
Yeah, don't you have anybody that you could call who's a friend? Angela, that's her name. The fake wife who's actually Joseph's
you
sister.
Said it best, though. Why didn't he call the cops?
Anybody. Well, he did try to call the cops and say, hey, I'd like to file like a restraining order. And they're like, well, you don't know the guy's name. You don't know his phone number. You don't have any information about him.
Okay.
We can't help you. And they're like, well, can't you like help me like install a lock in my house or something?
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 da. And I'm like, oh, that's a different. I think that's like a you have to call like Ace Hardware for that.
Yeah.
The police. I don't know if they can quite help you.
I can't install a lock.
You can't do it.
Yeah, that end scene is intense.
Yeah. Just an open field. Aaron's just like, well, I'm going to go sit on this bench. Of course, he's being filmed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a found footage film, and that's what happens.
Uh-huh.
And he goes and sits. He's just watching the water. And you see this man in a trench coat. Red flag. Instant red flag. Yeah. Never trust a man in a trench coat.
Also, though, how is nobody seeing this?
Because it's a public park.
It's just
no
like,
one's there, but it's
or is it common for weird, creepy guys to be in trench coats at public parks that nobody like pays it any attention?
Exactly, because they're just doing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he probably picked a park where trench coats are like.
Where's a trench coat? That's the dress code.
It's the trench coat park.
It's trench coat park up at Big Bear.
You've never been there, trench coat park. Everyone goes. Everyone goes to that park. It's a great park.
It is a great park, actually.
But then he pulls out. I love how he stands there. He watches him for a second, and then he's like, "Okay. I'm going to pull out the peach fuzz mask." He puts it on. And then he just stands there again for like another like 30 seconds. And then he pulls out the axe and starts slowly creeping towards him. And I forgot.
Very animated.
He's just like. Mm-hmm. And then he just whack.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the movie ended at the whack and we didn't see him fall.
I thought so too.
And then I was like, oh no, you go whack. And then you see Aaron fall. And then I think he hits him again on the neck.
Uh-huh.
And then it cuts.
Uh-huh.
And then it jump cuts to now Joseph editing the film. So it's honestly very meta because you know that Joseph is editing Aaron's
yeah, I didn't
part
realize
at this
that.
Point.
Yeah, so he's edited everything that was.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's super meta. It's like a movie within a movie within a movie within a movie. So Joseph's like, yeah, this is like the movie now. And
so he's a little bit of a filmmaker.
Oh, he's a crafty.
Yeah, he's a crafty dude.
He's an entertainer.
So are we also like supposed to. He left the body, we assume?
I feel like he took the body.
You think so?
And buried it somewhere in the woods. I feel like those woods behind the cabin is definitely where he buried
it. Just
the
that's the one hang up of this whole movie.
But
I feel
also,
like somebody would have seen it.
But I feel like he picked a time at like 2 p.m. on like a Wednesday that no one's at the
and it's Trenchcoat Park.
And everyone knows
where people go to kill
Wednesday.
People.
Yeah, that's why it's called Trenchcoat Park.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's what he did.
Okay.
And then afterwards, you see him like wrapping up the movie. He's like, Aaron, you know, I loved him. He was special, but he was an idiot because why didn't he turn around?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's like, because he trusted me. He trusted I wasn't a bad guy.
So that's interesting.
Because that's what he said. He was like, oh, he trusted I wasn't a bad guy. That's why he didn't turn around or like look around.
So do you think he heard him at any point and was like, take me? I'm done.
I think Aaron didn't want to die. I think he just is
maybe
stupid.
He did.
Or Joseph is just so he's got the quietest feet known to
man.
And he's a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very stealthy.
He's a stealthy.
Well, we know that after seeing Creep that Joseph is super stealthy.
Correct.
But yeah, he got him, and then he put him as part of his collection.
Yes,
of films.
Yes, he's got a lot. How many?
30, 40
how
films.
How many do you think?
Yeah, it looked like around 30.
It is supposedly around 57.
57.
So he's done this. He's a seasoned vet.
Ooh.
So I wonder what the other ones look like. Also, I know there's Creep
2. Did you see 2?
It's been a minute since I've seen
2. 2's good. 2's good.
I haven't seen
seen too? I definitely have. I think it's been a really, it's been like a minute.
You see his penis in it.
Oh, you see a penis. Because we didn't get the penis shot in the first one, but we get a penis shot in the second one. They got that penis money.
Okay. They got that penis money.
Okay. But yeah, so it's around that. And that's crazy. I wonder, like, even before, like, obviously, I think Creep 2 is after Aaron. Right?
I think so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, like, what did he do? Like, what was his first kill? Like, I want to see that. And then
that's a good third one, you know, like a prequel.
Saying? Yeah.
That'd be a good third one.
To, like, see what, you know, he started off. Uh-huh. There had to be some hiccups. How does Angela, his sister, not know that he's killed?
Or try to do something about 50? It.
He's like, yeah, he's crazy.
He's got this weird thing where he likes to kill people and film it and keep it in a collection of it. He calls it his Krykillian collection.
The Krykillian.
Krykillian collection. And, you know, with boys will be boys.
He's so crafty, that one. Oh, Joseph, we love you.
We love him so much. He's a very intelligent, crafty boy. Mm-hmm. And boys will be boys. What can you do? Girl, do something.
I know it's your brother, but for God's sake.
Do something.
Third movie, we finally meet Angela.
What are we saying, though?
And like, it's a battle. Maybe she's crazy too.
Maybe she's crazy. Maybe she's crazy probably too. Could be crazy too.
I feel like she has to be if she's not ready, or she feels threatened and she's scared.
Yeah, that's one of the two. She could be scared. But what are we saying, that if Angela did something about it, we wouldn't have the movie Creep?
True. True.
If all these people stopped these killers, we wouldn't have these beautiful horror films, and we wouldn't be able to talk about it on Horror in the Store.
Yeah, you gotta just There's there won't be anything.
There's no sign?
There won't be anything.
It won't be digitally in?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all. And we did try to turn on the TV, uh-huh. And the first day it started smoking.
Oh, no, for real?
Yeah. Great.
That's great.
I mean, it looks cool because it's like all static and uh-huh. stuff, but like it started to smell a little bit.
Oh,
like,
no.
This might catch on fire, but it's pretty to look at.
It is cool to look
at. And that's all that matters. Yeah.
And probably so heavy.
Yes. John carried it a lot.
Yeah. The TVs used to be so heavy, unnecessarily.
Yeah, they didn't need to be that heavy. But also, I think the heavier, the better.
Yeah, that's the way we did things back in the 90s. The more that something weighed, the better it was.
Yeah.
And that was my philosophy when I was a child. I felt like the more that I weighed, the better that I was.
And that's how sometimes it goes. I love that journey for you.
Thank you.
Aww. Don's not here. It's all good. It's all good. So, any final thoughts about Creep?
I mean, Creep is a great movie. Like, what I like about Creep is someone that, you know, wants to continue to make my own films is I would love to know. Do you know how much they made this movie for? It can't be that much.
It's not that much, but I do know they made it in under a week.
10 days. Okay. 10 days. Yeah. 5-page outline, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that. It honestly inspired me today when I was watching it. Yeah. It made me come up with some ideas of like, oh, I could do something like this. And I love things like that. I love projects that are just like the simplest things, but are still so entertaining the whole time. Mm-hmm. And that's, to me, that's some of my favorite kinds of films. Like, you know, I think we are in a culture, not to get too deep, but I think we're in a culture where we have hit a threshold of being so desensitized by all these Marvel films. Like, it's sometimes just so nice to watch a movie like this that is just so simple. I like movies like this.
Like, in general, found footage films, I feel like we haven't gotten a lot of them recently. I think maybe the last one was like Unfriended.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't even know if I'd count it as a found footage or something.
Yeah, that's a similar, but like maybe a different category that's becoming pretty popular too, like the screen capture
which films. I'm not a fan of.
Okay.
Yeah, there was one movie that's not even a horror film. It was Missing.
Missing. Mm-hmm.
And I like that movie just made me mad like the whole time.
I get that. There was one where it came out recently where this chick starts talking to this dude that lives in like Pakistan or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about? And they develop like a relationship, and he tries to get her to move there during like this like war or like, I don't know. I am butchering this and locations. I'm dumb white man. but it was actually pretty good. And those screen capture ones are tough too. You know, again, they seem very simple, but they're pretty complex to do because there's so much happening. But I really like Creep. And if you like a simple movie, I would say check out Creep.
Yeah. So out of 10, what do you think?
Ooh, it's a good 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
I think it's a good 7 out of 10. Like, I like the sequel more. Yeah. So definitely I'd say check out the sequel. Yeah. I'm a huge Duplass Brothers fan they've built a whole career based off of making things as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. And it inspires me and many other people. And I always like checking out their stuff, like Room 104. Have you seen it?
No.
You would like it. So it's basically, I don't want to promote networks, or I don't know what the fuck I can and can't promote during the strike, but Room 104 is basically, it's an anthology series, and some of them are horror episodes, but every episode's a different genre, but every episode takes place in a single motel room.
Ooh, cool.
With different cast members, different, I think, directors, but the Duplass brothers made the TV show, and I think they do direct some of the episodes, but gosh, I love the simplicity of that.
It's so fun.
Uh-huh.
It's just simple. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is like reminded me, like, hey, you don't need to write like an 120 script. You can write simple things and make something incredible, make something terrifying, make something fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good reminder.
100%.
I give it a 7 out of 10 too. Cool. I initially, when I first watched it, I think I gave it a 6.
Uh-huh.
And after this one, I'm like, no, I think 7. I think it went up.
Okay, so, cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I think it's, again, the acting's brilliant. And I know it's all improvised, but it's just like, it's to whatever headspace they were in is terrifying and wonderful and bravo. And the fact that it's just two people.
Yeah, and then the girl on the phone.
Yeah.
But that's
even it. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple. I love it.
Me too. Check it.
Check it out. It's on all the things, which we're not going to say what things, but they're on all the things.
So what else do we do on this show?
Callers, you tell us. You promote your stuff now.
Yeah, I mean, Shane Harline, you can check me out on socials, social medias. I post videos. I do all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I've been in film and television projects, which you can do some digging and see and watch when the strike ends.
Yeah.
I guess.
Or do it now.
Whatever. I don't know when or you can't or cannot watch. In solidarity, we don't watch anything anymore.
Yeah, I can't. I don't even.
Watched Creep long time ago.
Yeah, long time. Well, Creep is indie, and it's also...
Creep is indie. That's why we picked it. Truthfully, we had this conversation because we were going to do a different film, but like I thought right now, like, let's support the indie films. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of great indie horror out there. That could use our love and support right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad we did this movie, and I'm glad you were here. Thank you so much.
This was great. Thank you for having me.
Also, I'm sorry for calling you a dumb man. As soon as that left my mouth, I was like, oh, hey, that was aggressive.
Take it back because it's true.
Okay.
I'm a big dumb
man. Hey, we're all dumb in our own ways, you know?
We're all dumb in our own ways.
You know, we're kind of dumb moments, and that's okay.
That's right.
But you know what's not dumb?
What's that?
Our sponsor.
Who's your sponsor?
It's Filmcraft LA.
What?
Filmcraft LA. You can get these swanky chairs and all such cool film gear at filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at filmcraftla. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, please follow us on Instagram to stay tuned with all those changes, all that jazz. We will see you next week. And if you see an ad on Craigslist, or for a PA job that's in the middle of nowhere, don't do it.
Don't take it.
Don't be smart.
Unless you're a big dumb man.
Then you can take it. Okay. Bye, guys.